I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles with every atom of my being. But I believe in miracles because I believe in God. I believe that Jesus Christ is the very Son of the living God. You know, the greatest gift that Jesus ever gave to the world was himself. The greatest gift that the Son of the living God ever gave to humanity was himself. Man never received a greater gift than Jesus. But man will never fully realize, man's puny little mind will never be able to fathom all that was involved when Jesus offered himself through the Holy Spirit to God the Father to be given. Love, you know, is something you do. Do you want to know why Jesus offered himself to humanity? Do you want to know why Jesus offered himself through the Holy Spirit to be given, that you and I might have life everlasting? Because he loved. Love is something you do. Know that. Salvation is a gift. If only I could get you to see that. It's so simple, it's so wonderful, it's so easy. It's so simple that most folk miss it. A man the other day wrote a letter and said, Catherine Kuhlman, I'm pressing 70 years of age. Tell me, please, as simply as you can, how can I be born again? I said, sir, all on earth that you have to do is to receive the gift. It's that simple. Salvation is a gift. I want to take you that glorious portion of the Word of God when Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, and it's recorded in the 4th chapter of John. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest water of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, if thou knewest, if you only knew the wonderful gift that is yours, if you could only know, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well springing up, all that glorious water of everlasting life, springing up into everlasting life. Oh, that's thrilling. But watch something. Jesus himself said that salvation is a gift. Do you want to be born again? Do you really want to be born again? I don't care whether you're pressing 70, 60, 50, 16, 20. All on earth that you have to do is to accept the gift of salvation. Accept it. Is that easy? Take it now. Lord, I receive. I receive that which Jesus made possible unto me through his love. Yes, beloved, the greatest gift that Jesus ever gave to humanity was himself. But I want you to see something else, something that is thrilling as salvation. And just as important to God's precious children, the greatest gift that Jesus gave to his church was the Holy Spirit. And I'd give anything in the world. I'd give anything in the world just now if somehow I could get you to see, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the importance of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, this mighty third person in the life of every man and every woman who is a professing Christian. The importance of the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus went away, knowing that he was going away, and again, love is something that you do. Jesus gave the most important thing that it was possible to give the church. Jesus gave the greatest gift that was possible for him to give to his own, to his children. Was the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't believe that any one of us fully realized the power of the Holy Ghost. I've never been able to understand. I cannot tell you why. Jesus offered himself through the Holy Spirit to be given to God the Father before God the Father could give Jesus. I cannot understand, I cannot tell you why, the sin for which there is no forgiveness, neither in this world, neither in the world to come, is against the Holy Spirit. I do not know. I do not understand. But it makes me know how important, how precious, how great is this mighty third person, the Trinity. Remember, beloved, the sin for which there is no forgiveness is not against Almighty God. Any sin committed against God Almighty can be forgiven. The sin for which there is no forgiveness is not against Jesus Christ the Son. Regardless of what that sin is that you may commit against the Son of the Living God, it will be forgiven you. But Jesus himself said, the sin for which there is no forgiveness, neither in this world nor in the world to come, is against the Holy Spirit. can't tell you why. I don't know. It only makes me know. It only makes me realize how important is the Holy Spirit. Oh, sure, some of the Old Testament saints knew the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph knew the power of the Holy Spirit. Gideon knew the power of the Holy Ghost. Samson knew the power of the Holy Spirit. The workmen, those who worked on the tabernacle in the wilderness, knew the glorious power of the Holy Spirit, believe me. David knew the power of the Holy Spirit. Methinks the saddest cry in all of the sacred words the cry of David that day when he looked up. A more sincere cry was never heard. And the cry came from his innermost being when he cried out, "Oh God, my God, take not from me thy spirit." You can take everything I have. You can take it all. But take not from me thy Holy Spirit. Some, only some of the Old Testament saints, the Old Testament prophets, knew the power of the Holy Spirit. For remember, when the Holy Spirit came upon those in the Old Testament, it was the sovereign act of God. But before Jesus went away, gave to his church the greatest gift that it was possible for him to give. There was no greater gift. And he told them about the wonderful gift that would be theirs after he was gone away. For he knew it was the wonderful power of the Holy Spirit. He knew it was the person of the Holy Spirit who did the great miracles in his ministry. We talk about the ministry of Jesus. We talk about the miracles of Jesus. We thrill to the reading of those wonderful miracles. But beloved, Jesus knew better than anyone else that it was the power of the Holy Spirit who did those miracles through his life and in his ministry. For remember, Jesus, while he was here on earth, was as much man as though he were not God, and as much God as though he were not man. But when he offered himself through the Holy Spirit to be given, methinks the Holy Spirit assured him that his power and his presence would be with him, and that he would manifest his power. He would manifest himself through the person of Jesus. And Jesus understood, and he knew well the secret of his power. And the secret of miracles today is still the power of the Holy Spirit. Before he went away, Jesus reminded his own of the gift. "And ye shall receive power. I give you a gift. Love is something that you do. You can't love without giving. You can't. You just can't. It's impossible. And Jesus knew the greatest gift that was humanly possible, that was divinely possible to give, was the Holy Spirit. And ye shall receive power. It's my gift. Ye shall receive this same power that was given unto me. And as a gift I give it unto you, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And when that gift was given, the first century church shook the world for God, believe me. Oh, when the manifestation of that that early church shook the world for God. There was power in their lives. There was power in that church. It was never in the plan of Jesus that his church should be powerless. Never. Believe me. Believe me. It was never in the mind of Jesus. It was never in the plan of Jesus. It was never in his great purpose that at any time his church should be powerless. It was never in his great plan that any one of his children should be powerless, should be defeated. If you are living a defeated Christian life this very hour, if you are without power in that life of yours as a professing Christian, I want you to know something. It is out of choice and not because provision had not been made that you might have power in that life of yours. He gave you that gift, the greatest gift that his own can possibly receive. Peter understood so well. It was after Pentecost, after the Pentecostal experience. For remember, you and I are still living in the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is not over with. Everything that the early church received, all the gifts, all the manifestations of the Spirit, everything that was in evidence in the early church, we have every right to expect today. For we are still living in the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost has not come and gone. We are still living in the day of Pentecost. And that day will not cease until the great catching up, the rapture of the church. We're missing so much. We're missing so much. You are being satisfied with God's second best, his third best, when there's so much more for you. There's so much more for you. Peter understood. The very thing that I'm talking about, Peter understood so well. And the Holy Spirit, through Peter, spoke these words. Then Peter said unto them, repent. That's the new birth experience. For the greatest gift that Jesus gave to humanity was himself. Your salvation, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. There goes your sins. There's salvation. There's the new birth experience. Follow me now, and this is the highest authority in heaven and earth. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The greatest gift that Jesus gave to his church. But don't stop there. Please, I beg of you, don't stop there. Tens of thousands upon thousands of professing Christians have stopped right there. Continue, for the word continues. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And if you have been called to be born again, if you have accepted the Christ as your Savior, the gift of salvation, this promise of the Holy Spirit is for you. And beloved, as surely as the first century church literally shook the world for God through the power of the Holy Spirit during its day, so surely can the church of the Lord Jesus Christ again shake the world for God today through the power of the Holy Spirit. There never was a time when the professing church was so powerless as it is this hour. There never was an hour when the church was quite as powerless as it is this day. The world stands challenging the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the church stands powerless. Where are those miracles? Where are the supernatural manifestations of his power? Where is the power of the Holy Ghost? Why is it our altars are barren?